For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The 119th Army Navy game was held in Philadelphia this year. Here's Westwood One Sports' John Sadak with the call. A big win for Army.
The Black Knights take down Navy 17-10. Army with its third straight win.
And the Black Knights will face Houston in the Armed Forces Bowl on December 22nd. President Trump was at the game. Before he left Washington for Philly, he announced the exit of his chief of staff.
John Kelly will be leaving toward the end of the year, at the end of the year, and I appreciate his service very much.
Kelly met with the president on Friday night to work out the terms of their split. Word of Kelly's departure comes a day after the president named his picks for attorney general and ambassador to the United Nations. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season, just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42, and never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
President Trump has made his choice for the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. John Clemens reports.
Army Chief of Staff General Mark Milley is the choice of President Trump to become the next top military advisor, replacing General Joseph Dunford, who is retiring in October of next year.
Mark Milley, as you know, was just appointed the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff to be determined date. A little bit later in the year, they usually give quite a bit of notice for a lot of reasons.
Milley's a four-star general who served combat command in both Iraq and in Afghanistan. I'm John Clemens.
Five teenagers and a mother are dead, and 60 people are injured at a rap concert in a club in the Italian town of Coronado. About 1,000 people were attending when a pepper spray-like substance filled the room, causing panic. One of the emergency doors was locked. A small wall near the entrance collapsed, crushing the skulls of the victims. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump spoke at a national conference on crime in Kansas City. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
The president delivered the closing address at the 2018 Project Safe Neighborhoods National Conference. The meeting is sponsored by the Justice Department. The White House says Project Safe Neighborhoods is the centerpiece of the department's strategy for reducing violent crime.
An important milestone in our campaign to make America safe again is the reduction in the murder rate. Murders in America's largest cities are projected to drop by more than 8% compared to 2016, a remarkable turnaround in just two short years.
This year, there was a new all-time record for the prosecution of violent crime. 15,300 defendants were prosecuted for federal gun crimes, almost 20% more than the previous record.
The economy has added 155,000 jobs as the unemployment rate remains near historic lows, John Clemens reports.
The U.S. economy has created more than 2 million new jobs in 2018 in healthcare, construction, manufacturing, and in hospitality. Eleni Kara-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the numbers.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 155,000 in November, and the unemployment rate remained unchanged at 3.7%. Job gains occurred in healthcare, in manufacturing, and in transportation and warehousing.
The unemployment rate is now at a 49-year low. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.